How to structure a winning accumulator. It can be a minefield trying to pick the winning accumulator, but it needn't be. Follow these basic principles and guidelines and you will soon be loading a bet slip where you have a lot more confidence in winning. I've also written an article on how to place an accumulator bet, which you might find helpful before reading this if you're new to the game, or if you want to dive straight in, then the two bookmakers suggested on my website are the best in the business for accumulator betting. Need help with your bets from a reputable winner? If you do need some help or just simply want to see the accumulator bets that I place every week, then you can join my email list. The list contains over 10,000 people and counting. We're in a growing community. It's a really simple setup and I send you the bets that I place throughout the week. And if you decide to follow, then you can back them as well. I realise that giving your email address isn't something done lightly in today's market, so I can guarantee it will only be used for my mailing list, with your privacy my number one priority. If you're not happy, simply unsubscribe at any time. Please read the article to find the best sites for accumulator betting that I'm recommending at this moment in time. And now come my tips for how to structure a winning accumulator. Concentrate on the home wins if you can. Around 48% of all football matches ended in home wins before the COVID pandemic came in, and I would expect around 50% to be the number as and when spectators are allowed back into the ground. Immediately, we've increased our chances of a winning selection by focusing on teams at home. Look for value. The name of the game is finding value. If you believe you've found a 2-1 shot that should be evens, then back it and add it to your accumulator. Finding matches with extra value will keep you on the path to long-term profit. Use form tables and stats to narrow your shortlist. Find out current trends and form tables. You can pick out good value using these kind of stats, and you can separate the home and the away form, which means that sometimes you can understand whether a team is worth supporting when they take to the road or whether they play at home. Look at alternative markets. Most punters are unaware just how diverse the betting markets are. You can bet on when a first goal will be scored, who will score it, will there be a penalty awarded, and what the referee is going to do in terms of the number of corners. Be creative and use all the markets at your disposal. Avoid backing a draw in your big multiples. The price on the draw is appealing, but we need a lot of luck to consistently win backing the draw. Occasionally, I will back a cheeky little draw treble for a bit of fun if they're local derbies or cup ties, but on the whole, I never put the draw in my main accumulator. Take advantage of bookmaker offers and prices. As a punter, we're sport for choice these days with the bonuses, price boosts and enhanced multiples. Be sure to check out the latest offers with the main online bookies. You can squeeze a few more quid out of your racket just by shopping around. Most bookies have an enhanced hacker or price boost section, so always check these out. Avoid big odds in your accumulator. You might find a team is 8-1 to win their game and you quite like the look of it, but I wouldn't consider adding it to my multiple. If you really fancy the outsider, then either go for a single bet or alternatively, look to include them as an Asian handicap selection, where you can often get half a goal or a goal advantage, and it gives you a bit more insurance as part of your accumulator. Don't bet on your own side. I seldom add my own team to the bet slip for the plain and simple reason that I am not thinking objectively. You do not want to have too much emotion attached to your betting selections, and it's the same with betting on your favourite country. A lot of patriotic money is punted on England, forcing the price down when they play the matches, and there's not a lot of value backing the Three Lions in the international tournaments. Generally speaking, you should try and keep it simple when picking your accumulator. Don't get carried away with the prices that are stacking up on your bet slip. Keep a level head and make sure you always have fun. When the fun stops, make sure you stop and always gamble responsibly.